Welcome to Storytime by Chava. We are continuing the book Once Upon a Journey by Rabbi Zalman Ritterman, and we're up to chapter 49, A Silent Man Speaks. Baruch felt attracted to the path of Chassidus and its leader, the Baal Shem Tov. This feeling was strengthened by the wonderful stories that he heard from his close friend Yitzhak Shaul. On one occasion, Yitzhak Shaul spoke about the times when the Chassidim and Harki still acted secretly as Nistarim. In those days, a simple and poor man named Getzel lived in Harki. He had only one child, a son named Chaim. Getzel spent most of each day trudging from house to house to collect his tzedakah. Every now and then, he would disappear completely from the town and return a while later. Nobody paid much attention to what Getzel did. In fact, many would hardly notice his existence were it not for his strange habit that drew a smile of pity and surprise to people's lips. Getzel would repeat nonstop, whenever and wherever possible, the words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When he met someone in the street, Getzel would not say Shalom Aleichem, but Shema Yisrael. When he was offered a donation, he would not respond with a thank you, but with Shema Yisrael. Even when he stretched out his hand and nothing was placed in it, he would respond with the same sentence, Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleikenu Hashem Echad. Apart from this single verse, Getzel said nothing at all. Many wondered whether he was able to speak normally, aside from repeating Shema Yisrael nonstop. It certainly didn't seem likely. Getzel's son Chaim did nothing but wander around town all day. He was not enrolled in a cheder to study Torah, nor was he trained to work. The few short conversations that he had with people showed that he was a good-hearted boy, but he was not bright at all. When he reached the age of bar mitzvah, one of the townsmen offered to teach him how to wear tefillin. One year later, at the age of 14, Chaim left home and wandered around the country by himself. He grew very tall and handsome, so that he made a wonderful impression on whoever he met. In order to survive, he accepted any work that was offered to him, no matter how difficult. In one place, he herded cattle. In another, he served as a water carrier, drawing water from a well and carrying the heavy buckets to people's homes. In yet a third town, he worked as a porter, hauling heavy loads on his back. He knew nothing about Torah and Yiddishkeit, but he had a warm and sensitive Jewish heart. He was pained by his own ignorance. He desperately wished to know how to study, but the life he led did not allow for that. Chaim was born with a natural sense of Yiras Shamayim. Realizing how little he knew of halacha, he was always worried that he would eat something forbidden. To make sure this would not happen, he found a simple solution. He would hardly eat anything at all. On many days, he worked hard all day without having a meal and would only eat in the evening. During his spare time, he tried his hardest to read Chumash and to recite Tehillim. When he was around 30 years of age, Chaim married the daughter of a simple villager that he knew. Many years passed since Chaim left his parents' home. Meanwhile, Getzel, his father, had grown old and weak. He found it painful to move and spent weeks and months at home, confined to his bed. Then, one day, Getzel sent someone to bring him a member of the Chevra Kadisha of Harki. In another few days, or perhaps even hours, I will leave this world, he informed the man. Please tell the Gabbai of the Chevra Kadisha that I would like to be buried where all the simple, uneducated Jews are buried. However, I beg him with all my soul that my grave should be the first in a brand new row of kvarim. The man gazed at Getzel in astonishment. No one in Harki had ever heard him say so many words and sentences at once. His surprise was even greater when Getzel suddenly pointed to an old tattered bag that lay on a nearby chair. Please take this bag with you, Getzel asked, and make sure that it is buried in the ground together with my body. Getzel was terribly weak and he found it difficult to continue speaking. He desperately struggled to say something that seemed important to him. Listen, he told the man. I do not have any money to pay for my burial. So in order to make things as easy and cheap as possible for the Chevra Kadisha to bury me, I have prepared a large barrel of water to rinse my body for my tahara. You will also find here a set of tachrichim in which to dress my body. Despite the seriousness of the situation, with the elderly Getzel about to pass away and making arrangements for his own funeral, the member of the Chevra Kadisha found it hard to hide a smile. Just listen to poor old Getzel making demands and requests, he laughed to himself. Who does he think he is? At the same time, he knew that the Torah considers it important to fulfill the wishes of a dying person, and so he nodded his head in agreement. He took the bag that Getzel had shown him and left the house. The man went directly to the head of the Chevra Kadisha and with a wide grin repeated everything that Getzel had said. What a joke! What can I tell you, he added at the end of his report. Getzel is a strange man with strange requests. He wants to send a torn, worn bag to Olam Haba. By the way, asked the gabbai, did you check what was inside the bag he gave you? In the bag, replied the man in amusement. I have no clue. Who cares what is inside? Do you expect to discover some chidush Torah that the great Gaon Reb Getzel had written over the years? With that, he threw the bag over to the gabbai as if it were a worthless piece of cloth. He may not be a Gaon, the gabbai responded calmly, but he is still a Jew. Please return to Getzel's house immediately so that he is not alone when his neshama leaves him. The gabbai took Getzel's bag and hurried over to the home of the Rav of Harki in order to ask what he should do about Getzel's most unusual request. Was he allowed to bury a bag in a person's kever? As far as he knew, Jews do not bury any personal items in graves at all. The Rav listened carefully to the entire story. He then opened the bag. It was stuffed with papers that were filled with small, neat handwriting. The gabbai stared as the Rav silently read the papers to himself, his face showing signs of growing amazement. Come with me, the Rav suddenly turned to the gabbai of the Chevra Kadisha, leaping from his seat with great emotion. We need to hurry to Reb Getzel's home. I hope we are not too late. The gabbai's sharp ears caught the word Reb, and he was shocked that the Rav of Harki would use such an honorable title for a poor, simple beggar like Getzel.